Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Let's Talk Kashrus. Today we are joined by Rabbi Shalom Fishbein, Kashrus Administrator of the Chicago Rabbinical Council and Executive Director of ACCO, the Association of Kashrus Organizations. Rabbi Fishbein, you live and breathe the world of Kashrus. I envy your knowledge. I appreciate your guidance. We all do, all the viewers of the Let's Talk Kashrus program and those who benefit from the Kashrus Awareness Project have benefited from your knowledge and your direction. You've seen so much, you've heard so much. What would you share if I asked you your number one concern in the world of Kashrus today that you could tell our viewers, the world, you know, the Kashrus consumers out there?
Wow. In thinking about that, I would say it's one word. Assumption. I've seen so many cases where everybody really wants to do the right thing and they want to guard their nefesh from Timtum Halev, but they assume too much. And I have several examples, if you don't mind. A liquor store. I'm not getting into liquor, that's a huge subject by itself. But I have spoken to so many owners of liquor stores who assume the people coming in to buy in a very, very frum community on a very, very frum block, and they themselves are Haimish Yidden or, you know, Elich B'nai Torah, they assume that you did your own research into what you can and cannot buy. And I've spoken to the consumers. I don't know. Hey, look at this. This place is, you know, Baruch Hashem. There's Avram Fried playing, and there's, you know, a Shabbos, of course everything here, but each one assumes the other one, the owner assumes that the consumer did the research on Chomot Shavuot Pesach, Week Hashkoches, Sherry Kess, these are various Shilohs, and vice versa. So that is, I've seen this over and over and over again. And don't assume, just because something's being sold over there, that the owner is clearing out all of the shilas because he's saying that's up to you. Supermarkets the same way. Very, very Haimisha from supermarkets. They will sell items that require further, like, of course, vegetables. They'll sell fresh raspberries, fresh strawberries, you know, triple washed lettuce. All of these many examples of things that they assume you, the consumer, know that you need to do something further at home in order to prepare to eat it as kosher. The consumer says, I didn't know that. I walk in and everything is, you know, there's everything you can for a Jewish experience. And I assume that the owners, who are also from Yidden, assumed, right? So again, assumption. So
everyone's making assumptions.
Assumption.
Right.
Assumption goes all the way to things like if I'm invited to a parlor meeting. And it's a very choshev yeshiva. I assumed the yeshiva had made sure that the kashrus and the party planner, whoever it is, was had hashkach and all of that. And no, it's not necessary, not necessarily. Or you go to a vort in a very choshev rav shul's the basement. You know, there's a simcha hall, right? How many times I've had walked in? I said, "Does anyone know?" Because I had this tendency of asking whose hashkach it is, and like, no. And what do you mean? Why are you asking? It's such an, you know, this is Mechaber Svarim. He's the Rav of, you know, I know, but does he has any idea that there even is there's an event tonight? There's a Vart tonight? And of course he doesn't, because that's just a side Parnassa, and that's not in his purview, like it shouldn't be.
Right.
These are so many. So don't assume anything.
I think another great example might be where someone's friend goes out to eat at a restaurant in the city, comes home, tells his chaver, you know, that was really great. So the guy figures he could go out with his wife. I mean, if it was good enough for his friend, I mean, you know, it must be good enough for me.
Right. He assumed that he had already checked
it out.
Right,
he assumed his friend checked it out. Or if you see recipes printed in publications, you know, to use certain products.
Right.
You know, well, again, people are making assumptions. Oh, well, no one would have printed it unless it was checked out before. Like you're saying, people make assumptions, and really, we always say this on this program in general, that an educated consumer is the best kosher customer. Really what you're saying is that we have to start doing our own research, right?
Right.
Now, it doesn't mean you become a big investigator.
No, ask questions.
But ask questions.
Can I share with you one story that happened to me this week? I went into a place, and again, I asked, whose hashkacha is? So the fellow says to me, don't know. I said, well, and I need to know. She says, well, it's on the menu. Here, take a look. And it was very small, and I didn't have my glasses. What I said, I can't read it. What does it say? So he reads me the name of the Ashgacha. And it doesn't sound so familiar with me. And I said, so who's the Rav HaMachshir? He says, I don't know. I said, do me a favor, get me the Mashgiach, and I'll ask him. He says, I'm the Mashgiach.
Wow.
So I said, okay, you're the Mashgiach, and you don't know who your Rav HaMachshir is? He says, oh. So by now, I've lost confidence here. I said, okay, so just who's the one that instructs you? We figure it out, but I recognize one of the names of the people that he talks to that I figured out who Ashgach was. But to me,
that's a red flag right there.
That's a red flag right there. Yeah. And, I'm sure he's a great Mashgiach and all of that. I'm not, but it was just here we are, just a simple question, who's Ashgach you are? And we got to the end of this great little story. So uh-huh. There you go.
So no assumptions, investigate, ask questions.
Yeah.
And
you want to know something? They'll appreciate it. The people will appreciate that you're asking the question. And one last example, assumption. You see a program, a weekend program, and the following very famous Rav is coming to speak. Mm. Okay? You assume, if he's going to speak there, the kashrus must be great. Many, many times he comes to speak. He brings his own little, whatever. He eats on his own and leaves. Mm. He has no shaychus to knowing, nor does he even look into what's going on in the kashrus, even if he's there for an extended weekend. This happens a lot.
So I would call that assumption based on association, right?
Right.
We're associating the event or the store or the venue with someone who's related to it.
Right.
And you're saying that could be a terrible mistake.
Right. So do your own research.
Okay.
And that's what I think is the number one thing we could really work on and fix.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.